Why do you have children of God?
Be with you.
And also with you.
Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you,
Lord. Each year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up according to festal custom. After they had completed these days, as they were returning, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem. But his parents did not know it. Thinking that he was in the caravan, they journeyed for a day and looked for him among their relatives and acquaintances. But not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions, and all who heard him were astonished at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you know that I must be in my father's house?" But they didn't understand what he said to them. He went down with them and came to Nazareth, and was obedient to them, and his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and favor before God and men. The Gospel of the Lord. Santo Niño is a very beautiful name, Holy Baby Jesus. But now people, the modern world, use El Niño, also the same word, for the change of climate. Every 2 years, the ocean temperature is getting higher, warmer. Anyway, it reminds us not only this time El Niño, but also the whole year, keep this Santo Niño in our hearts. The waters bring us this message of El Niño, little Jesus. Sometimes we may ask why Jesus stayed in Jerusalem and not telling his parents. It's not a good example, right? If your parents, if your son or your daughter went out and didn't come back, and didn't call you, what do you think? But anyway, by that time there's no telephone, no cell phone, so an excuse. Much better. I think Jesus stayed back because he found the people is thirsting for truth. And you can see the people is welcoming him as a little boy, but really listening, that attracts him. When the heart is open, Jesus will be there. So even he didn't tell his parents, he wanted to be with the open hearts. I think in one of the diary of Sister Faustina, he mentioned once, or many times, different times, during the adoration time, Jesus came out from the host as a baby Jesus and go towards him, towards her, let her embrace this baby Jesus. It's a symbol. Jesus wants the heart of Faustina. Or we can say, Jesus finds a place, a space in the heart of Faustina that he can stay. I think Jesus today also is yearning to stay in your heart. He wanted to, but he needed a place. So few reflections from Sister Faustina is saying that Jesus couldn't find people have the space for Jesus. So it is a sign to tell us, if Jesus is so yearning to go as a baby Jesus, El Niño, Santo Niño, go to the heart of Sister Faustina, means Jesus really wants to be close to us. But we need to have an open heart, an open door. By the birth of the Lord, we understand, we all know that in Bethlehem, there should be some rooms. But all doors are closed. Because St. Joseph, Mary, they looked poor. Really poor. Just a little donkey. They're afraid they cannot pay for the price of the 4-star hotel. So they say, no way. Let us be an open heart. Welcome this holy family. And in fact, today, if we celebrate the second Sunday of the year, we have the gospel about the miracle at the wedding of Cana. The same way expressing the love of God. His time hasn't come yet. But a Heavenly Mother just in silence telling Jesus they haven't enough wine. And Jesus says, my time hasn't come. It's not our matter. They don't have wine. My time hasn't come. What Mary says? She didn't say anything to Jesus. She could say, can't you? You can. No. Mary didn't do this. He just told the servant, whatever he asks you to do, just do it. Our Heavenly Mother knows the heart of Jesus, very weak. She understands Jesus will answer her request. So, trust. If you say your heart is not open yet, ask the Heavenly Mother to help you. You have enough wine. Maybe our Heavenly Mother is telling Jesus already, but you don't care. That's a problem. Maybe you don't need. Ask more. Don't hesitate. That's why Jesus also once, I don't know which chapter, telling the disciples, you never ask any favor from the Lord. Exactly the same thing telling Sister Faustina also. Why don't you ask anything? If you're satisfied, of course. You say enough is enough. But sometimes, for God's grace, never enough. Be greedy a little bit towards heavenly things. Ask. Jesus promised, ask will be given, locked will be open, seek you will find. Why don't? take this advantage. Still, this moment is moment of grace. Therefore, wait too late when you are already before the judgment of the Lord and say, it's too late. Last. So, I think for you, the celebration is continue to celebrate the birth of the Lord, right? Today, although it's already second Sunday of ordinary time, but still for your time is always a festival. It's good. I like the Filipino people, always festival, spirit, joyful. Joyful, joyful, it's beautiful. Have not only outward, inside your soul, be joyful. Of course, many times you say you can't. So many problems. Here in Hong Kong, back in the Philippines, back in the country, so many stupid things happen around you, and many times the messages is not really pleasant and very not very positive. How can I smile? How can I be pleasant? No. Learn from this baby Jesus. I think this Santo Niño is in your heart, right? I heard once his Santo Niño was stolen in Manila. And your melter got someone to take it back to the church. Have you heard this story? 20 years ago, right? 20, exactly, 30 years ago. How long? 30? At least 20 more years. Very interesting story, eh? If they stole the heart of still Alinjo away, take it back. Not pray for Imelda, but trust our Heavenly Mother to give you back this baby Jesus to you. Give this simplicity of heart to you. Joyful heart. Always ready to do the will of the Father. Even at times, your parents might not be happy. Maybe you're spending too much time for the Lord. Don't worry. Seek first the kingdom of God. Whatever is the will of the Father, do it. You will see. Always ready. Every day. Of course, it's a new day. Every day, just tell yourself, most important is to do the will of the Father. Not just to keep abstinence or fasting. Of course, it's helpful. Prayer is helpful. But do the will of the Father, because many times the will of the Father is not easy. You treat someone who doesn't like you, smile to people when you're tired, you don't want to work, and still you still have to continue to work. This perseverance in goodness is one of the best message from our Santo Niño. In the name of the Father, and Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to death. On the third day, He rose again. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of the sins, the remission of sins, the resurrection of the immortality, and the life everlasting.